Hey, Mama. I know getting meals on the table for your family can feel tough, especially finding weeknight-friendly meals that everyone in the family will love. There's a good chance it's why you're here, at least I hope so. Helping moms take the stress out of feeding their family is my biggest passion. It's why I share with you here, and it's why I created the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. If you've ever wished this podcast came with a weekly done-for-you dinner plan with a shopping list and meal prep tips, or maybe a recipe library with over 200 family-friendly recipes, cooking tips, how-tos, and hacks? Well, it does, and it's all in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club over on Patreon. Starting at just $3 a month for access to our 200-plus recipe vault with printable PDF recipes, or $5 a month for weekly done-for-you dinner plans, plus the recipe vault and bonus podcasts every month, the Healthy Mama Cooking Club is the dinnertime solution you're looking for. Head to patreon.com/healthymamachris or click the link in the show notes to try it out for a week free and join over 130 other busy mamas making weeknight meals work with the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. I can't wait to see you in there. All right, let's get on with the episode. So you want a meal prep. Where do you start? Last week, I shared my one-hour meal prep process, how I prep for the week in just about an hour, sometimes even less. This week, I want to share with you the five essentials that I prep every week, and I think you should too, especially if you're just starting out. Does cooking feel like a struggle more often than you want to admit? Do school lunches get boring after the third week, and even cereal for breakfast sometimes feels like too much effort? Let alone feeding yourself and your family meals with vegetables they'll actually eat? If you're a busy mama like me, you can probably relate. I'm Chris Dovniak, and welcome to My Healthy Mama Kitchen. I'm a trained chef, culinary nutritionist, and mama of two, and I'm here to guide you in making healthy eating easy and accessible by simplifying your meal plan, demystifying meal prep, taking the stress out of weeknight dinners, and helping you learn to cook your family delicious, nutrient-dense meals along the way without spending hours in the kitchen or thousands of dollars a month at Whole Foods. In this podcast, I'm here to share my best tips, tools, and hacks for your real-life Healthy Mama Kitchen with a side of humor and sometimes a little bit of spice. So grab your favorite apron, and let's get cooking. It's been a little while, and I didn't share with you last week, so I thought I would share a little bit of my meal prep story, so how I got into meal prepping. If you heard this over on Instagram last week, you can skip through a couple of minutes, but basically, back in 2012, I was working as a personal chef in Toronto. My husband and I had gotten married basically right out of college. I was actually still in culinary school when we got married. I graduated a couple weeks later, or was it? It was like a month later. Month and a half later. In any case, we were really young when we got married, so we were totally inexperienced when it came to life when both of us were working. This was the first time both of us had been out of school and working full time. So we lived a little bit outside of the city, and commuting into the city was anywhere from an hour to 2 hours, depending on where my clients lived. And my husband and I would commute in with his car. He would drop me off at the subway, and I would go into the city and I would pick up a zip car. Yes, a zip car to be able to drive around the city to do my grocery shopping and to head to my clients' houses. So my commute was crazy long. And then once I would get to my clients' houses, I would work for anywhere from 8 to 10 hours, sometimes even more, depending on what I needed to do that day. So I would come home and it would be like 7 or 8 o'clock at night. And I would be exhausted after cooking these delicious meals for other people all day long, filling up their fridge and their freezer with these really nutrient-dense meals. I would be so tired, and we would call for takeout. And when I say we did this 4 or 5 times a week, we did this 4 or 5 times a week in that phase. And listen, we were like 22 and 24. We did not have takeout 5 days a week kind of money. Like, we still don't have takeout 5 days a week kind of money, especially as a family of four and the type of takeout we like to eat. Like, the Thai place knew our order. Mine was the green coconut curry with chicken, and his was the beef pad Thai. Sometimes we would mix it up and we would order spring rolls just to do something a little bit fun, but it's great to have a local place that you love to eat and knows your order, but it shouldn't be because you are getting it every single week. I mean, at least if that's not how you want to eat. And during that time, I was also working through some pretty major health issues. So at that point in time, I had had digestive issues for over a decade, and I'd been working for a couple years on really getting to the bottom of them. I was working with a nutritionist, Josh. He was actually on the podcast. His episode is fantastic. If you want to learn more about gut health, I will link that in the show notes. I know it has nothing to do with what I'm talking today, but but he's an incredible resource, a wealth of knowledge. He's super smart. And his wife, Megan, who is the owner of the Academy of Culinary Nutrition, was actually who got me started in the personal chef world because she referred me to a client. I was teaching cooking classes and I was managing her cooking school when she had an in-person cooking school in Toronto. And that is literally where I started as a personal chef. So I'm working with him and I'm working on my gut health, and I was also working on my hormone symptoms. I hadn't been diagnosed at the time. It wasn't until a few years later that I would be diagnosed with PCOS, but I was dealing with a lot of those symptoms as well. So he had me on a protocol and I'm trying to follow this protocol while working this crazy schedule. I was barely eating breakfast. I can't even remember what I was eating during the week, but it was not very much. And then I would just kind of snack during the day on whatever I was making for my clients. And I was making my clients good food, but it wasn't sitting down and eating a good nourishing meal that was going to support my gut health and my hormone health. And so I was at this place where we're ordering all this takeout. I'm feeling horrible. I'm going through all these health issues and trying to solve them. And I got to the point where I was like, something needs to change. And so I was like, you know what? I can kind of personal chef for myself, but I didn't want to spend one of my precious days off the entire day doing what I did for my clients. I didn't want to prep all of my meals ahead of time. So I started really small. I started prepping smoothies that I would take with me on the subway in the morning. This is before I knew that smoothie bags were a thing, because like 3-day old smoothies are not that great, but I would still make them and drink them. I would make myself little lunches and make some for my husband, and he would take it to work and I would have it in my like little 5-minute break. I would still eat it standing up in the kitchen, but at least I was eating a nourishing lunch that fit within my protocol. And the other thing I started to do was prep ingredients so that I could throw them in the slow cooker in the morning on any of my long work days. So I would come home and we would have dinner ready to go. So we were ordering takeout less and less. And so that is how I first got into meal prep. Flash forward like a year and a half, we had our first daughter, Sage, who is now almost 10. She'll be 10 in November. And for the first year or so of motherhood, I really didn't focus a lot on meal prep. I was really just focusing on being a new mom. And then I started working on kind of getting my health back in order. And so one of the first things I turned to, knowing that it was just becoming increasingly difficult to make meals in a reasonable time, to make these healthy meals that I wanted to eat that were going to nourish me. At the time, I was doing like a fitness program as well that I obviously don't do anymore. Maybe that's not obvious, but I don't do that fitness program anymore. But I was really focusing on my health. And the first thing I knew that I could go back to was doing some meal prep. So I started getting back into that meal prep process. So I was working as a professional chef. I was working in a professional kitchen for the time that I was pregnant during the summertime when I didn't have personal chef clients. And then the next year, I had let my personal chef clients go while I was pregnant. And I was working in a professional kitchen during the summer. And then when I gave that up, I decided to transition into working as a health coach. And I also got a job. I got a certification as a group fitness instructor. So I was working with people as a health coach and also coaching women in the group fitness program that I was teaching. And the biggest thing that I heard from these women, mostly moms, because the fitness program that I was running was for moms specifically. And so the biggest thing I heard was, I want to eat healthy, but I don't know how you do it because I just don't have the time. And so I started sharing with them this little meal prep process that I would do. I actually taught a class in the owner of the fitness company's little apartment in Rhode Island And it was so funny. I wore my little chef's jacket that I would wear as a personal chef. And I taught my first ever class on meal prep. And people found it so helpful. I decided that I wanted to turn my meal prep recipes into an ebook. Well, that ebook turned into my first ever course. I created the Healthy Mama Meal Prep course in 2017, in the spring of 2017. My sister filmed it all for me. I filmed it in my tiny little apartment, our first apartment that we lived in together in Rhode Island. We were only there for a couple years. It was a shoebox. But that was actually when I was pregnant with my youngest daughter, who is going to be 6 in October. And it's so funny looking back because I was so sure nobody would be able to tell that I was pregnant. I was wearing these like loose shirts and these aprons, and you can totally tell that I'm pregnant. But I took what I had learned over the last several years as a personal chef professionally, how to be efficient about meal prep, and as a real life person who had health goals or who has health goals and who also is a busy mom. At that point, I was pregnant and I had a 3-year-old turning 4. And this was something that I knew was going to help so many moms to simplify their lives, specifically getting those healthy meals on the table and making healthy eating easier. What I didn't predict at the time is how many people would push back and tell me that meal prep took way too long, or that they didn't want to portion everything out into these tiny little meal prep containers. And this was actually at a point where I was really working on my own relationship with food and body image and how I could live a really healthy life, and take care of my body, take care of my digestion, take care of my hormones, but not diet and not be super restrictive around my food. So I'm teaching about meal prep and teaching about how to do meal prep in a way that is flexible and doable and works for your life and works for whatever your health goals are, whatever foods that you want to eat. It doesn't matter what your goals are. Meal prep is not a diet tactic. It is a tactic to simplify your life and to help you eat in a way that works for you and your family and that feels good for you, whatever your goals are, whether it's just to be healthier or you have a specific health goal that you might be working on. And so I have been passionate about this topic of meal prep for a very long time. If you can't tell, I get very excited to talk about meal prep because I know that it can be so transformative in how easy meals are. And in this season of my life, I am so thankful for meal prep. So, like many of you know, last year, right around this time, last year, right around this time, we moved to Florida from New England, which is where I grew up. Obviously, we lived in Toronto for 5 years. My husband's Canadian. He grew up about 3 hours outside of Toronto on the Michigan border. And so we've lived in a lot of different places, but this is the first time we were moving a significant distance away from any of our family with our 2 kids. And in making this choice, we knew that it would be better for my husband's business and our quality of life in the wintertime. But we also knew that it meant that almost 3 months out of the year, we would be apart. So I would be solo parenting the kids, which is a decision that we made together, and I'm totally okay with it. My husband loves his job. I love my job, and I love the flexibility that it has, and it certainly makes solo parenting easier. I know that moms who work full-time, a 9-to-5 job, and they're solo parenting for whatever reason, it's even more juggling to do as well. But I know that this season of life, and you know, whatever your life looks like, whatever your schedule looks like, whatever your situation looks like, there's always a way that meal prep can help it. But for me personally, in this season, it's one of those things that just helps me to take a deep breath. I put a movie on for the kids on a Sunday afternoon. I still get interrupted 17 times by my 6-year-old. She is adorable, but oh my goodness. By the end of the night on a Sunday, I'm like, lady love, mama just needs to sit down with a glass of wine and we can snuggle on the couch, but I need you to not talk for like 5 minutes. So I usually get interrupted during my meal prep, but that's okay. I still get it done in just about an hour. Sometimes it's a little bit less. Sometimes it's 10 minutes more. And each week it looks a little bit different. But there are 5 essentials that I focus on each week. And these 5 essentials help me to really essentialize my meal prep. If you've ever read the book Essentialism, it's about Essentializing Your Life. It's a fantastic book. Highly recommend it. And this is about essentializing your meal prep and really focusing on the things that matter the most and that are going to make the biggest difference in your life. One of the biggest mistakes I see women make with meal prep, or anyone make with meal prep, but I work with women. The biggest mistake I typically see is that they want to get into a meal prep routine and they just pick something random. And they're like, I'm going to prep breakfast this week, which is great. But are breakfasts your issue? Like, are breakfast the thing? Is that the thing that stresses you out the most? Is that the thing that, you know, in the morning, it's really difficult for you to get a healthy breakfast in, to get something in your kids? Or are breakfasts fine? Are you okay with the way your breakfast routine is going? In that case, you probably don't need to meal prep breakfast. You probably need to focus on the area that you are struggling with the most. Not probably, actually, you should be starting with the area that you need the most. But it's also really helpful to have a strategy that's going to help you with your meals all week long. So that's where my 5 meal prep essentials come in. And I go into this in way more detail in my 1-hour meal prep mini course and my Healthy Mama Meal Prep Master Course. But I want to give you a general overview of what those 5 essentials are and how it plays out in real life. So interestingly enough, these 5 essentials have actually evolved from the very beginning of Healthy Mama Meal Prep. The general concepts within Healthy Mama Meal Prep, my strategies have not changed. I have honed them a little bit. I've added to the course. I completely overhauled it this year. It took me 6 months to completely overhaul the course, redo everything from the videos to the worksheets, add demos, create the new meal prep cookbook with over 150 recipes. Like, the whole thing is brand new, but the concepts and the core of it are all the same. But the 5 essentials have evolved, and here's how they've evolved. So in the original course from 2017, I talked about prepping proteins ahead of time, veggies ahead of time, breakfast ahead of time. This is why I'm mentioning, okay, you can prep breakfast, but if that's not your struggle point, then you don't need to prep breakfast. So I shifted this to breakfast or lunch, because sometimes lunch is where your efforts are better served. If you only have an hour or however long you have, you want to use that time wisely in a way that's actually going to serve you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The next thing I had on the list was something to snack on. And sometimes people don't want to prep snacks. They would prefer to have a prepackaged snack, or they don't snack a lot. And so in that case, their time can be used elsewhere. So I shifted this to snacks or a sauce that could be used as something to dip in for snacks throughout the week, or it could be something that you use in multiple meals as well. So like my cilantro jalapeno ranch sauce, or my chipotle ranch sauce, or a tahini sauce, or a yogurt sauce, something you can use in more than one meal. And then the last thing that I had in my initial 5 meal prep essentials is something cooked in batch, in bulk, batch cooked. So what I found was a lot of people found that intimidating. The idea of cooking something ahead of time and then going and making their dinner, if that wasn't what they planned on having for dinner that night, the idea was that you would have leftovers all week long. It felt very intimidating for a lot of people. So I shifted that to a meal base. And this is what I do. And this is what has made so much more sense over the last few years, is to prep something that can be a base. So this can be something like a grain or a starch, that component of a meal. So the current 5 meal prep essentials, they're not going to change, I promise. This has worked for, you know, 5+ years. So the 5 meal prep essentials, if you only have an hour, this is where I want you to focus. Number 1, pre-prepped proteins. Why? Because proteins take the longest to cook, typically, out of everything else you are prepping, unless you're prepping a full meal, of course, but proteins take the longest. And so this is going to save you the maximum amount of time during the week. The next thing is veggie and fruit prep. So prepping veggies for meals, prepping veggies for school lunches. So peeling if you need to, chopping them, getting them stored, getting them ready to pull and throw into whatever meal you are cooking. Veggies and fruit for school lunches, so those are easier to pack. veggie and fruit prep. And actually, if you don't have a lot of time and you're intimidated by the idea of prepping for a full hour, the first thing I recommend people to do is either start with the biggest struggle that you're having. So the biggest struggle you're having with getting a meal on the table or with eating a meal that feels good to you. So it could be just prepping a breakfast, or it could be just prepping a lunch. Or if it's dinners, I recommend prepping protein and produce and seeing where that lands you. I promise you, it's going to make things faster throughout the week. So protein and produce. So protein and veggie and fruit prep. The third is that meal base I mentioned, rather than something in bulk, a meal base, or you could do something in bulk too, but a grain, a starch, something that serves as a meal base, a snack or a sauce, you choose, and a breakfast or a lunch. If you want to do both, then I recommend adding just an extra 15 to 20 minutes to your estimated prep time, just so you can schedule that out. Remember that when you are starting out, you are focusing on just what your priorities are, just the things that matter to you the most. You can work up to doing all five things in the meal prep essentials if it feels overwhelming. I don't want this to overwhelm you. I want it to empower you that you can start meal prep and you can do it in an hour, and it doesn't have to take all day, and it doesn't have to be cooking all your meals ahead of time. That is one strategy for meal prep. It's called batch cooking. That's what I did as a personal chef, and it takes 3 to 6 hours to prep all of your meals or most of your meals ahead of time. Now, for shift workers and people who truly do not have time to cook but do not want to pay someone else to prep for them, this can work out really well. Some people really enjoy batch cooking and don't mind eating leftovers several times during the week and eating the same thing over and over again. But a lot of people want just a little bit of support in getting meals on the table. And that's where the 5 meal prep essentials and the 1 hour meal prep method comes in. It's really all about how much time you have to prep, how much time you have to cook meals in the evening, so how much time you need to save, and what really truly matters to you. So here's an example of how this plays out in real life. So let's say you have made your meal plan, and on your meal plan, you have chosen to cook a white chicken chili, green chili chicken enchiladas, Korean beef bowls, salmon with coconut rice and green beans, and my beef and farro soup. For lunch, you want to make my almost autumn farro salad, because we love doubling up ingredients, right? Using something in more than one meal because it saves us time and it saves us money, right? So that's what you're making this week. Here's how you're going to plan out your prep. For protein, you're going to shred up some chicken. You're going to make this in the Instant Pot or the stovetop or the slow cooker, and that's going to go in the white chicken chili and the green chili chicken enchiladas. For veggies, you're going to dice some bell pepper and onion for that white chicken chili. You're going to slice up some green onions for those Korean beef bowls. You can even put some leftovers on top of that salmon with coconut rice. You are going to dice up some celery and carrots for the beef and farro soup. While you're dicing up the carrots, you're also going to slice some for school lunches, and then you're going to wash and dry fruit for school lunches as well. If you have time, you'll also roast some sweet potato for the farro salad. For your meal base, you're going to cook up that farro. You're going to make a double batch so you have enough for your almost autumn farro salad and for that beef and farro soup. For a snack, you're going to cook up my Monster Energy Balls for lunches, for school lunches, and for yourself too, because you know Mama likes a Monster Energy Ball as well. And if you have extra time, you're going to make up some gochujang mayo for the Korean beef bowls, and you're going to finish up making that farro salad. So I believe you should be able to get all of that done unless you're slow cooking the chicken. Obviously, get that done in the morning and it'll be done when you need it to be done. You can get all that done, including the farro salad, in an hour. It's all about doing it in the right order, which is what we talk about in the 1 hour meal prep method. But protein, veggies, a meal base, a snack, and a lunch. Simple. It sounds like a lot, but once you start getting into that routine, it's not a lot. Pop in a podcast, grab a kombucha, and enjoy the time getting ready for the week. Even if it doesn't feel enjoyable the first couple of times, once you feel how much easier it makes your week, I promise you, it's a routine that you are going to want to include every single week. So here's how I would do it if I'm going to make the full farro salad. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to prep up those sweet potatoes and get them roasting in the oven right away. Once the sweet potato is roasting, then I'm going to go ahead and get my chicken in the Instant Pot. Like I said, you can also do this on the stove or in the slow cooker. There's instructions for all three in the Healthy Mama Meal Prep cookbook. And then from there, while the chicken is cooking and the sweet potatoes are roasting and the farro is on, you're going to make sure you're setting timers for everything, right? You're going to go ahead and get all your veggies prepped. So you're going to dice your bell pepper and onion, slice up your green onions, dice your celery and carrots, and slice them up for school lunches. And you're going to wash and dry fruit for school lunches as well. All of that will take you maybe 20 minutes or so. Even if you're a little bit slower, it should all happen around the same time as it takes your protein to cook and your sweet potatoes to roast, okay? And your farro to cook. So at that point, pretty much all of your prep is done. You are just letting that chicken cool, you're letting the sweet potatoes cool, and you just want to package up all of your veggies and fruit. At that point, you can make the monster energy balls for lunches, and then once the farro and the sweet potatoes are cool, you can make that almost autumn farro salad. Just throw everything together, whisk up that dressing, throw it or toss it together with the rest of the ingredients, and you're done. In and out in an hour. And I know sometimes it can be intimidating when I'm saying things like, oh, you're going to dice a bell pepper and an onion and slice green onions and dice celery and carrots. Remember that you're only doing these things for one meal. Or if you are doing it for two meals, you know, maybe you have bell pepper and onion in two different meals. You could definitely do that instead of the Korean beef bowls. You could definitely do my sheet pan steak fajitas, and then you only have to work with bell pepper and onion all at the same time instead of also slicing the green onions, if that makes sense. I just wanted to add some variety to my sample meal plan. This is a meal plan that we would absolutely, truly enjoy in our house. And all of the recipes, except the Korean beef bowls, those are coming to my free meal prep class on September 10th. If you are listening to this when this episode comes out. But in any case, this is a series of meals that we would absolutely make in our house. And I know is possible to prep within an hour. And one of the biggest questions I get asked, or I guess comments that I hear, is, well, you're a chef. I'm not a chef. I can't do it that fast. Well, that's why I'm here. I'm here to tell you how to do things this fast, how to do things efficiently, or how to meal prep efficiently, I should say, because you do not need to be a chef in order to cook and prep efficiently. I do not chop the fastest, okay? I value my fingers. And I don't want to have to go to the emergency room with my two young children. And so I'm not somebody who, like, I don't care about chopping things the fastest ever. Do I have good knife skills? And does that help me chop things a little bit faster and be a little bit faster in the kitchen? Absolutely. But what's most important is how I time things, the order that I do things in. And knowing those things makes things happen efficiently. And that is what I have learned over years as a personal chef, is how to be efficient in the kitchen. And not just how to be efficient in the kitchen in making one meal, but how to be efficient in the kitchen doing more than one thing at a time. And these are all of the things that I share with you within the 1 hour meal prep method and within the Healthy Mama Meal Prep Master Course, because I want it to feel doable for you. And I want you to actually take this process and implement it in your life and see what a difference it can make in bringing ease to your meals in the back to school season and beyond, whenever you are listening to this episode. So that is the five meal prep essentials, okay? Your protein, your produce, your meal base, breakfast or lunch, and a snack or a sauce. In and out in an hour. If you want to learn my exact system, including how to be efficient while you do this, more details on the five essentials, how to do it all in just an hour, the Healthy Mama Meal Prep 1 hour meal prep course is here. So many of you have already jumped in, and I'm so excited to have you guys start doing it. I want you all to tag me if you have jumped into the 1 hour meal prep mini course or the Healthy Mama Meal Prep Master Course. When you do your prep, will you please tag me over on Instagram, like share a little clip of it to your stories. It doesn't have to be a video, it can be a photo. I want to see you doing your meal prep. Shoot me an email if you're not on social media. Let me know how it's going. Let me know if you have any questions. I'm always here to answer your questions. And by the way, for any of you, whether or not you're in any of my courses, my DMs are always open on Instagram. It is always me responding, which is why sometimes it takes me a few hours or a few days to get back to things. I try and get back to absolutely everyone as much as is physically possible for me. But if you have questions on how all of this works, please reach out. Ask me questions. I want to answer them. I want to help you feel like this is doable for you. So the Healthy Mama Meal Prep 1 hour mini course is here for you. It is a mini course. It's 6 lessons. There's also a bonus lesson on my favorite meal prep tools and equipment. It's actually 2 videos. I split it into pieces because it was like 35 minutes long. I've got a lot to say about my favorite kitchen tools and my favorite containers, and there's links to all of those. And of course, you get a 4-week done for you meal plan with recipes as well. And then there's the master course, where if this sounds good to you and you want to know the 1-hour meal prep method, but you kind of want to know what the other options are too. You want to learn about freezer prep. You want to learn about batch cooking. You want to learn about what it looks like to just do some ingredient prep. You want cooking demos, and you want over 150 prep-friendly recipes in the Healthy Mama Meal Prep Cookbook. Then that's what you want to jump into. And again, if you have any questions on the difference between the two courses, which one would be right for you, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to share them with you. And if you're not ready to jump into a course and you're just really enjoying listening to this series, then I'm so glad. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad that you are a part of this community, whether you are just listening or you're also over on Instagram and we're DMing back and forth. I am very grateful for you. However you found this podcast, I always appreciate a 5-star rating and review to just let me know how it's helping you. And it really does help the podcast be seen and heard by more women who need help with meal planning and meal prep and getting meals on the table, getting delicious meals on the table, getting healthy meals on the table, and just making it work for your unique family. So thank you so much, as always, for listening. Next week, we are going to talk about the 3 styles of meal prep I briefly mentioned today. So the last couple episodes, I shared with you my 1-hour meal prep method. I shared with you the 5 meal prep essentials. And if you feel like you've tried meal prep before, but it's not working for you, and you either feel like you end up at the end of the week with a fridge full of leftovers and you end up throwing them away, which we don't want to do, because if we throw away food, we throw away money. Or if you do your meal prep and you're just maybe prepping some veggies or fruit, whatever, and you're through your prep 3 days into the week and you're like, well, that only helped for 3 days, I want to help you find the method that works for you. So we're going to talk about the 3 styles of meal prep next week. So be sure to tune in for that. If you haven't yet subscribed, please subscribe to this show wherever you get your podcasts, whether you are on Apple Podcast or you are on Spotify or Audacity or iHeartRadio or wherever you might be. I appreciate you listening. Thank you for listening. I hope this was helpful. I hope to chat with you over on Instagram or in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. Until next time, happy prepping.
Thank you for listening to Mommy's Podcast.
Friend, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Healthy Mama Kitchen Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you love to listen to podcasts so you never miss a cooking tip. If you've been loving this podcast, it would mean so much to me if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It truly makes a difference in how many other busy cooks find this show and lets me know what you're loving and want to hear more of. For show notes and links to all the recipes and tools I mention, head to healthymamachris.com/podcast. For daily eats, cooking tips, and family-friendly shortcut dinner ideas, be sure to follow along over on Instagram at @healthymamachris. Remember, cooking for your family may not always feel easy, but it can be simple.